This is Dr. Roy dictating consultation on patient name Bertie, B-E-R-T-I-E, last name Stubblefield, S-T-U-B-B-E-L-F-I-E-L-D. Stubblefield, first name is Bertie. Her date of birth is May 24, 1948, new paragraph. Patient seen for Dr. Cespedes, C-E-S-P-E-D-E-S, M-D, and also Denton State Supported Living Center. New paragraph. Dear Dr. Cespedes, thank you for your referral. This 77-year-old female is referred on account of abnormal peripheral smear showing increased nucleated red blood cell. New paragraph. Symptoms, patient does not communicate. Past medical history, history of intellectual disability, history of spastic tetraplegia, history of seizure disorder. She's on phenobarbital. Physical exam, she is in a wheelchair, keeps the eyes closed. ENT unremarkable, lymph node negative in the neck. Lungs were clear, heart regular, abdomen obese, extremities did show some edema. Her lab, WBC 6.3, hemoglobin 12.7, hematocrit 39.2, platelet 289,000. She did show some nucleated red blood cell on peripheral smear, 0.5%. And she also had relative lymphocytosis. It was 47%. New paragraph. Diagnostic impression. Number one, nucleated RBC in peripheral smear, which most likely is reactive. Diagnosis two, mild lymphocytosis. New paragraph. Diagnosis three, I do not suspect any myelo or erythroproliferative disorder, M-Y-E-L-O-myelo or erythroproliferative disorder. New paragraph. Recommendations, no further workup is necessary at this point. Follow up in couple months with CBC. Thank you. This is a consultation on Bertie Stubblefield. Copy of this may be sent to Denton State Supported Living Center. Thank you.